నమో విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ భ్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణి జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్వేద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌరవ భక్తుల హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. So we'll continue our discussion. Small portion is left of Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj's commentary on the first verse of Nectar of Instruction. Vacho vegam manasakrodha vegam jihva vegam udaropastha vegam etan veganyo vishaheta dhira sarvanapi mam prativimsta sishya. So please put your mobile phones on vibrate mode. So, Maharaj starts by telling that how Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur always emphasized on basics rather than speaking on Govinda Leela Amrit or Shri Krishna Bhavana Amrit. He used to focus on Shri Upadesha Amrit.
That is during the month of Kartik.
Kartik on the banks of Radhakund and Shyamkund. In between the lines separating Radhakund and Shyamkund, he used to sit there and discuss Upadesha Amrit. The higher topics of Madhurya Leela were left aside. So his mode was Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bhange మాతల హరిజన విషయరంగే. సో దెన్ హీ స్టార్ట్ స్పీకింగ్ ఆన్ ద ఇంపల్స్ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్ అండ్ మైండ్ వాచో వేగం అండ్ మనసా వేగం. హీ సేస్ దట్ దర్ దిస్ టెండెన్సీ టు స్పీక్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ దేర్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్ టాకింగ్. సో దెన్ వీ రిగ్రెట్ ఓ ఐ షుడ్ నాట్ హవ్ స్పోకన్ లైక్ దట్. People just think that, oh, I am very straightforward. Main kuch aage ek piche ek nahi bolta hu, seedha muh pe bol deta hu. To acha hai na? To acha nahi hai. Because anadvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat swadhyaya vyasanam chayva vanmayam tapo uchyate. So one has to follow the austerity of speech. Being straightforward is just one of those items. What is that? Starting kya uska? Anudvega karam. That is the first, he says. Satyam is only third. Sorry, satyam is only second. First is anudvega karam. It should not be unnecessarily agitating. And it should be priyam also. It should be affectionate, loving way of delivery. And hitam, it should be for the benefit of that person. So ultimately, if you are choosing to speak, if these four elements are not there, better not speak. That is austerity of speech. If you cannot convey the message without agitating that person, and which is truthful, which is unpleasing to that person and for his benefit, then better we don't speak. So then he talks about manasa vegam. He says it is very difficult to control the mind. Sometimes our body may be engaged, but the mind does not engage. It runs hither thither. He says we must take some responsibility to control the mind by engaging it in the service of Radha and Krishna. So he says that the best way of engaging the mind is to engage in preaching. He says japa is little more passive in that sense. The mind has a scope of running here and there, and no one can even notice. But when you are preaching, You can't talk irrelevantly. Then he says, the special stress has been put on Kirtan by Mahaprabhu. Kirtan means to preach. And he says preaching is the offensive. The best way of defense is to attack. So he says that before the environment attacks you, when you start preaching, that is preaching, that is Kirtan, he says. Kirtan means to take the offensive. The whole environment is surcharged with the offensive spirit. So, slide number 106. I shall take the offensive and attack the environment with the power I have received from my Guru Maharaj. That means Kirtan. That means preaching. Like that. Then, he talks about the impulse of anger. Krodha Vegam. He says, anger comes and it creates a disaster and it goes away. And he says, we should try to utilize that for the service of Krishna. Yat kroshi, yat ashnasi, yat juhosi, nadasi, yat krodasi. So good or bad, whatever is within you, that must be thrown away for the object of Krishna's service. It must be utilized in the Krishna's service. Anger is bad, but it can be utilized in the Krishna's service. He says, that means adjustment. It needs to be adjusted. Adjustment, when Bhakti Rakshita Sridhar Swami Maharaj is telling adjustment, it means to dovetailing, utilize it, somehow utilize it in the service of Krishna. Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. So many bad tendencies we may have, we will try to adjust them in connection with divine service. So, this adjustment means to rectify our whole value system and to train the mind. Unless the mind is trained to act on the platform of bhakti anukul and bhakti pratikul things, it is not possible to dovetail. It is not possible to dovetail our anger. To dovetail anger, first our lust has to be dovetailed. Attachments have to be dovetailed. If the attachment is created towards things connected to Krishna, people connected to Krishna, then our anger can also be dovetailed. Otherwise, we will become angry on devotees only. And he says that when you see that anger manifesting in an advanced devotee, one should understand that it is for the betterment of the other person. And he gives the example of Mahaprabhu becoming angry on the milk drinking brahmachari. Then, even he saw that this was the case of Shiva's Pandit also. Gopal Chappal, on Gopal Chappal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became angry. He got leprosy and he died. So that excitement of anger found in a devotee should not be taken as ordinary. And then he says that and many times we also have to quarrel if for some purposes of litigation and things like that for the institution. So that kind of anger and argument and quarrel for the purpose of protecting the Krishna conscious institution, that should not be seen as undesirable. That is desirable. So then he says that, but one should be careful that the newcomers don't get to see these things. The newcomers should not see. they have very soft, pliable faith, and if they get exposed to such debates and arguments from devotees who have spent time in Krishna consciousness, then it shakes their faith beyond repair. So, yeah.
So then, I don't know, but one time in Gopinath, this some senior devotee were discussing it. So then, one senior devotee was speaking very frankly about a lot of things. Then another devotee asked him, senior then why should we discuss this among all of everybody is here. In fact, to see the bhava, then it changed the thing. But at least for, I don't remember the exact context of the discussion. But so they were saying that, so then they give example of Ramayana. So this is the class of Shingi and Shingi. He was kept in darkness.
So when
his father
ladki se door rakha, hame attract kar
diya.
Itna chupane ke liye.
Nahi, the principle is right, but how you do it is also इम्पॉर्टेंट. देखो ऐसा नहीं है कि तो बच्चा को सब कुछ पता होना चाहिए बल्कि उसको दारू पिलाएगा, उसको पोर्नोग्राफी दिखाएगा, ये सब कर सकते हैं क्या? नहीं तो ऋषि श्रृंग जैसा हो जाएगा. प्रिंसिपल इज राइट बट देयर इज अ वे ऑफ डूइंग इट ना, व्हाट टू डू इट. सो द पॉइंट इज आई डोंट नो द कॉन्टेक्स्ट सो आई कैन नॉट कमेंट ऑन इट. So what he spoke, I don't know. Who were the audience, I don't know. But then the point is, you have to... Okay, all the brahmacharis, but what was spoken, we don't know. So the point is, there is a... you know, the principle has to be applied, taking into consideration that example is right, but whether that example... The application of the example, whether it is appropriate for that particular juncture or not, that you need to take guidance from other senior devotees. If most feel that it is not appropriate for the juncture, it may unnecessarily agitate the junior devotees, then it need not be shared with them at that point. Definitely when the right time comes, one can share. Otherwise, if you see psychologically, there are even in modern, especially in modern times, there are examples of serious psychological disorders seen in children who are exposed too prematurely to pornography and all that. You can identify them through their behavior actually. Even in CPT seminars, they discuss this. How do you identify children from their traits and how you can identify that they have been very prematurely exposed to these kind of things?
Even if
they have been abused, you know, from their behavior, how you can make out. So therefore, these are things, but of course, इसका ऋषि श्रृंग का केस में दैट्स अ गुड एग्जाम्पल एक्चुअली. बट द होल थिंग इज एवरी प्रिंसिपल एज अ पर्टिकुलर एप्लीकेशन, वेदर यू आर अप्लाइंग इट विद इन द स्कोप ऑफ इट्स एप्लीकेशन और नॉट, दैट इज अ क्वेश्चन मार्क. दैट नीड्स डिस्क्रिशन, दैट नीड्स मेच्योरिटी, दैट नीड्स डिवोशनल डेवलपमेंट, दैट नीड्स गाइडेंस बेसिकली.
I mean, like, for example, we take from Brahmacharya Sangha, we have panels. So, while a lot, 99%, maybe I would like to say, people enjoyed the variety, the differences of opinion and respecting it. There were many people who were disturbed by it.
Yeah.
And after that, they kept lingering conversations because problems has no closure.
Mm.
When exposed to something, there should be a closure.
Mm.
So for many new people, they were shocked to see it. And some people who left after that, so after this kind of thing, because it's like, you know, seeing so much variety and confusion, open to confusion. They feel like,
उनके बीच में कुछ कंफ्यूजन है
हां उन लोग बाकी लोग
फॉर में चाहिए सो दे
होल टाइम दे चेंज आश्रम फर्स्ट वी हैड ब्रह्मचारी संघ देयर वी हैड ऑल द पैनल पैनलिस्ट दे चेंज आश्रम
अच्छा हु आर द पैनलिस्ट इन द फर्स्ट
श्री गुरुचरण प्रभु गौरचंद्र प्रभु मुरारी प्रभु एंड इन दैट रात सॉरी राधावल्लभ प्रभु एंड
ऑफ कोर्स वजवेयर प्रभु स्टिल देयर I thought was Vijay Prabhu there?
No.
Then next is Mithik, baad mein the.
Madhvendra Prabhu, Subhilas Prabhu.
Subhilas Prabhu gave class, I think. Yeah. So,
that panelist, all the panelists.
I don't know whether it was incidental or it was planned. But
not the personal days. I'm just saying the issues. Like whatever, you just like the rapid fire came now.
Mm.
One question, what do you think of independence?
Mm.
So,
Radhishyam Prabhu told something, Govind Prabhu told exactly
so
opposite.
So, these kind of things.
He said growth.
That is in the next
panel.
Next year.
That was like Amarkantak. Amarkantak.
Even after that, also some people after that, they left. Because they are feeling, hey, it's good, they cannot reconcile that variety.
Yeah,
so
correct. So,
too much.
See, the problem was, it was presented at a stage where probably none of the culture had drifted in such a way that none of the senior devotees were in touch with the regular Brahmacharis, they didn't have a regular relationship, and what was happening was just a demonstration on stage. So that without the existence of a day-to-day relationship, when father and mother fight, you don't become so disturbed because day in and day out they are engaged in your palan poshan. And between them also many loving exchanges also happen. But
I see people from two temples.
But then when it is bereft of all that, like for example, I cannot give examples, I'm sorry. But so if you have not seen those things and what you see is only a difference of opinion, and within parents, difference of opinion and absolutely 180 degree different stance, two people having no issues because you have seen them in good times also together and you have experienced their warmth and their protection. But when that is not there and suddenly what you see is a confrontation, then it can definitely shake the faith of people.
This is true in management meetings.
It was not different, but the topics that were discussed
were, yeah.
That was actually what I felt is more.
The topics that were chosen had a wide spectrum of opinions.
Even here also, when we had Sitma, like before that, there were panels, there was a topic that was discussed. That was also. Everybody has their own way of presenting it.
Yeah.
So means it's the topic that was chosen in Amarkantak. Even I was telling Rajbir, "Prabhuji, why you are choosing this topic? It is going to disturb." So the topic was, you know, what is the security for a brahmachari in future? So the topic itself is like that. Even anybody asks, then you start thinking, okay, what is my security? Should I purchase a house and keep or what? That was the topic itself was so much. I told Rajbir, "Prabhuji, now." Okay, you can discuss to a brahmacharis who are maybe after 15 years in their ashram. That is you are discussing, but why you are discussing? Then he told, he asked Goel Pro. Then Goel Pro said, yeah, because we want them to understand now only so that
in future they should not feel that this is not told to us. So we want them to know about it now only. So I was telling why you are discussing this topic as it is.
Yeah, so that's why probably, I mean, of course there is there are different groups of people who still think, why did the Brahmachari Yatra have to stop? It was such a wonderful thing. So many wonderful discussions came out. So, people who feel, maybe people who are of the opinion that most people should not be here. Maybe they feel that, oh, this, Baba. हमको भी गर्म गर्मी लग रहा है पावर में किधर गर्मी है सब बट देर आर अदर्स हु रियली थॉट दिस इज रिडिकुलस एंड दिस इज अननेसेसरली एजिटेटिंग पीपल लाइक दिस सो दे थॉट दैट यू नो इट शुड बी स्टॉप सो I think last how many years we have not had Brahmachari?
In between 1 year we had, and then we had here.
Oh, that was like, okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
1 year and then we had with Maharaj.
And more or less the whole Brahmachari Yatra itself has begun to take that kind of a flavor only. Rather than nourishment, it is like pulling the rug below your feet kind of experience every time. Yeah, it was not very pleasant. And at the end of it, people should feel inspired and enthused to continue. But most often than not, it gave a opposite effect actually.
Means, because the way it is good to have all the cells together.
Yeah.
But when you are having a panel, the topic you can give us, it should be more like, instead of taking such topics, you can take, okay, 10, you just 10 topics of Bhagavatam. One can present, another can present something else. You can take more philosophy rather than taking such topics. Means it will be more nourishing if you take.
Point that comes is, let's get real. We can't keep discussing theory. You know, let's discuss some practice. Bare naked realities of life. Let's
discuss
that.
Everyone, they are all preachers. They know 10 topics and
Yeah, so these kind of things, but then at least here we are hearing from Bhaktirakshak Sridhar Maharaj. He says, if you are going to discuss differences, make sure that the newcomers are not there. This is more or less like a cardinal principle that he is presenting. So, they have come with open faith of a very mild standard. Their faith is not so high, not so intense, that they will be able to tolerate many things which seem to be like discord. At least seem to be like discord. Here probably it is not seem to be like discord. It probably there is actually discord. Because even people who have spent 10-15 years, they feel, oh, clear, discord is quite clear.
The difference is opinion and natural.
Yeah, that is natural. But there should be a mood of, yeah, they can happily coexist type of presentation. So whenever such things are happening, generally the Madhyam Adhikari Vaishnava should keep the beginners outside. Maybe many saw it as the only forum to voice their take on the most difficult issues.
And some feel that some people were feeling uncomfortable, but after this discussion they could come out and make their own proper choice because they were not fit for it anyway.
No.
So because of this they could come out and then now they are more comfortable because they are not meant for it.
Correct.
That's how some people argue about it.
Correct. And many times it is a response to it's a response of one leader protect the faith of people under them, under him. Many times certain statements are made and the leader comes out to protect the faith of the people under him in a very powerful way. No, this is how it is, this is what Prabhupada has mentioned, like that. So it was more or less used as a forum for I don't know whether it was right or wrong. It is up to the seniors to finalize, but then it didn't, at least off late, the last 2-3 things did not leave a very pleasant taste. It was always a thoda kharab experience tha. It was not, definitely not a Krishna consciously inspiring, vibrating, vibrant experience for sure. They should not be allowed to enter into these discussions and differences, the quarrel, litigation and all these things. This is only reserved for Madhyamadhikaris. It is undesirable for the beginners to see the differences between the higher personalities whom we consider to be upper rank. So, Yamuna Mataji writes, it's mentioned in our biography, that Prabhupada once, during the construction of Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan, so three of Prabhupada's god brothers came. Of course, one was staying there only, Anand Prabhu. Then another one was Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, and one another Prabhupada disciple whose name is not mentioned. So the three of them along with Prabhupada, the four of them were discussing, and Prabhupada was telling, this tamal tree here should be cut. And the other three god brothers were telling, no, Prabhupada, no, the tamal tree should not be cut. Tamal tree is very sacred, it's very dear to Radharani. And then Prabhupada said, no, these people cannot take care of it properly, they will commit offenses, we should cut it. So, like that, there was a mild discussion, not an argument. And then all four god brothers were hand in hand, catching each other's hand. Four of them were, or maybe like this, the hands interlocked like that. And they were walking towards the tamal tree. And they were just going around the tamal tree, doing parikrama together, hand in hand. It was such a loving exchange between them. And she said, they were speaking in Bengali. Most people could not understand what they were talking. But just seeing that loving exchange publicly displayed between senior god brothers, it brought tears in many people's eyes actually. It was such a transforming experience. Finally, Prabhupada said, okay, so we will have this tamal tree. We will not cut it like that. And it's still there in Krishna Balaram temple. So, therefore, it is undesirable for the beginners to see the differences between the higher personalities whom we consider to be upper rank. So what happens when the people who have faith in you, they will become offensive towards the other person. Or they may lose faith in you if the other person's arguments are more logical and forceful. So, or he may lose faith in both. Try to avoid this as much as possible, which means public display of anger in front of people who may not be very advanced. At that time, they may give their attention towards the scriptures. So, they may lose their faith in the scriptures also. There is less quarreling, but in scriptures there is also quarreling because the recommended advice is for different stages. So different instructions are given in scriptures. This is for different people with different levels of faith. So he says progress means quarrel. So when you don't take it head on and try to resolve it, churn and come out to the right understanding, then there is no progress. सर्वधर्मान परित्यज, हाँ सही है ना, कर्मण्येवाधिकारस्ते, हाँ ये भी सही है, तो सब सही है, पर आपके लिए लागू कौन सा है? So that involves a quarrel. You need to try to understand and try to resolve the apparently contradictory instructions to Arjuna. So how do you resolve it? Unless there is that, you take it head on and try to understand it through the explanation of various acharyas. So it's very difficult. Elimination and acceptance, that means quarrel. One condemns another. Progress means such. We can't avoid it altogether, but still progress is there. We must not be afraid. So this is the positive aspect of taking anger. Anger, he says, as quarrel contradiction. So quarrel contradictions must be dealt with on a personal level, but protect the faith of the beginners and newcomers who have soft, pliable faith. So this is what we discussed. Then he discussed about the impulse of the tongue, Jihva Vegam. He says that we may have attraction for different kinds of food items. The tongue always wants to taste some sort of taste, either bitter or pungent or sweet, sour, like that. But whatever may be tasteful may be detrimental to our health, and out of greed we may take diet which may not be suitable for us. Then we will pay for it. Then we will become a slave. So the solution that Maharaj gives is, whatever I am taking, I should think how the sadhu, how the guru, and how the God, how the Supreme Lord has tasted it. Like Aisha Krishna Swadilu. So he gives the example of Mahaprabhu trying to avoid sweets, and he says, okay, if I take sweets, then it will set a bad example for other people. How can I take sweets like that? And Swarup Damodar said that, oh, that's just the negative side, but you see the positive side. You will take prasad. Jagannath kaiche kriyache and bhojan. They will get to see how Jagannath is relishing. So you must have direct experience of how Jagannath tasted it. So you can, you have a way of sharing it with others. So how would you share if you reject some food like that, he says. So he says that, see how the Supreme Lord must have tasted it, or how a great devotee would taste it. He would taste the saliva of Krishna in that food like that. Then we discussed the impulses of the belly and the genitals. So the impulse of the belly means to eat more food than what we need to survive. So this will make the person sick. And upastha vegam means to get a pleasing sensation from the opposite sex. So he says that this tendency is there in all the species of life. So therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, Tomara kanaka bogera janaka kanakera dware sevaha madhava. So your wealth, which is meant to give pleasure, is actually, you should use it for serving Madhava. Kaminira kama nahetava dama tahara malika kevala yadava. So that desire for woman is not your business, but it is Krishna's business, and because he is their only master, like that. And then he gave the example of how one gentleman came and approached Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and he said, are you really serious? You know, my wife is meant to be enjoyed only by Krishna and not by me. What is this? And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, yes, yes, this is the true naked meaning of this. Such a type of enjoyment is meant only for Krishna, and all others are just trespassers, he says. Then he says, like that. So, Then finally, this is where we ended yesterday. So now we have a few more slides where he talks about something called intelligent adjustment. The urges are there. How do you intelligently adjust these urges? Okay. So here Maharaj writes, because I have already sent it to you, I think most of you might have it in your phone already. So you can, because we don't have power supply, you can. Page number 134. So 134 is the page number. Huh? Oh, ye bhi ho gaya kya?
Ho gaya na?
Acha, full ho gaya. Oh, really? हाँ अच्छा 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 तो कितना कुछ बचा है क्या फिर उसमें नहीं है थोड़ा बाकी है एक्चुअली
थोड़ा बचा है
हाँ क्या है ओके ओके हाँ तमादिनांत हो गया ओके सो इंटेलिजेंट एडजस्टमेंट क्या है ही सेज वी आर टोल्ड दैट दिस जिक्वा वेगम उधर वेगम और उपस्थ वेगम आर इन अ लाइन They all help each other. Huh? So, we must be careful to be rid of them. They cause so much disaster in one's life and have spoiled so many lives. We should be careful in our dealings with them. Rather, we are slaves to them. These different types of mentalities are masters and I am their slave. We must be independent of all these masters. So then he gives this shloka. Kamadinam katina katida palita durnideshas Tesham jata mahina karuna natrapa nopashanti Utsrajaitan atayadupate sampratam labda buddhis Vamayata sharanam abayam mam niyumshva atma dasye This is finally I have given them up and come to your shelter, you please engage me in your service, O Lord. Like that. Otherwise, for so long I have obeyed their wicked dictates. And, but still, natrapanopashanti. I don't feel any shame and I don't feel satiated also. I don't feel like giving it up. So, now that my intelligence has been awakened, now I am taking your shelter, please engage me in your service, like that he says. So, he says that this is our self-analysis, our real nature will be like this, a shameful nature within. Our real enemies are within, not without. And within the Lord is there. And the bad part is that the enemies are there within only, not without. And the good part is that the solution is also there within only, not without. The Lord is there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Karaye Uday. So that is also there within only. So they must be driven away and help will come from within if we seek it and if we cooperate. So we must seek help. So we had a discussion on this. He says, the Lord is there inside. So seek help. Lord as Paramatma and Lord as Bhagavan is also there inside. Pravishta Karna Randrena Swanam Bhava Saroruham. So pray to the seek, which means prayers. Pray for overcoming the obstacles, and when the prayer is answered, many times it may be answered in a very unpalatable way. So cooperate. So Bhakti Rakshak Siddha Swami Maharaj says, cooperate. When the help comes in an unpalatable way, then don't shy away. Cooperate and then you can be benefited like the races. The agents of the Lord are more powerful. Now he talks the importance of Sadhu Sangha. If we really invite them, then the sadhus, the agents of the Supreme Lord will come and drive away all these things. What is that? Bale badva hanyeham iti bhakabit vartma pagane kurutvam putkaran avatisayata mana tvamita. So, Raghunath Das Goswami says. So, what is the starting of that verse? Prakamam kamadi prakata pati pati vyadikarehi. That is the second line. First line is anyway. He says that these demoniac demonstrations on the surface of the mind will be driven away forever, and we will have happy engagement in the service of the Lord. For that, he says, most asat cheshta kashta prada vikata pashali bihireha prakamam kamadi prakata pati pati vyatikarehi gale badva hanyeham iti bakabit vartma pagane kurutvam putkaran avati sayata tvam manaita. So Raghunath Das Goswami says. So he says that you should be able to call out to the Vaishnavas. So in the association, no unbecoming behavior happens. But away from association, the wicked mind may feel empowered and it may pull us. But when we are surrounded by association of devotees, then it does not happen. So two things. One is, when we are pounded by this kind of lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride, call out for devotees, which means run to the association of devotees, then it will be pacified. The second thing is, if we are sufficiently nourished in the association of devotees, then these unbecoming thoughts and pushes will not affect us. As we discussed the other day, that the solution for Hridaya Daurbalyam, weakness of heart, which may manifest in the form of these kind of six enemies, can be overcome by practicing the six exchanges. Dadati pratigrannati guhyam akhyati purchati bhumte bhojayate chayvam shadvidam priti lakshanam. So when the heart is nourished by Vaishnava priti, then that nourished, the symptom of a nourished heart is that it does not give in to lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride. So but when the heart is not sufficiently nourished by these kind of exchanges, then it can very easily, then the lack of satisfaction manifests in perverted ways in the form of lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride. Because the natural human tendency is, a lack of nourishment is naturally the mind tries to compensate it by sensual indulgence. Sensual indulgence is the natural response to lack of genuine satisfaction. So, many times we think that it is the internet that is the culprit, which actually weakens one's resolve to stay in the Brahmacharya ashram. It is definitely a cause, but it is not the root cause. The root cause is actually lack of proper sadhu sangha. So when that relationship is firm, like Maharaj gives the example of the redwood trees, giant redwood trees. So if that kind of a relationship is there, then because people resort to internet because of boredom, and boredom means what? You have no people with whom you feel inspired to spend time with, then it leads to boredom, and that boredom pulls you in the direction of nefarious direction, because internet is made for that. So the more nefarious it is, the more addictive it is. So therefore internet is not the cause actually, and we had discussed this once before, that of the six exchanges, four of those exchanges within the brahmachari ashram is not natural actually. In the grihastha ashram, all six exchanges are natural. At least the first two and last two, which are the foundational exchanges, they are natural in the grihastha ashram. Dadati pratigrinnati and bhungte bhojayate. These four exchanges, they are generally seen as a in the brahmachari as an institution, it has to be seen as a physical need only. Toiletries and food. So food and physical needs or whatever is seen only as a purely physical need by the institution. But in a family, these exchanges have a very strong emotional nourishment component. So, because here it is an assigned job. Different people have different, I have duty services, he has cooking services. So even if he has put a solid effort to cook something, and there is an appreciation, most often than not, that appreciation is only tongue deep. It will not go to the heart, because there is a feeling of, that is his duty, and prasadam is my right, I am entitled to it. So that that mood is always there actually. So even though the cook may have put solid effort, and that appreciation is till it is touching the tongue, the moment some other item comes, you have already forgotten the person and you have already forgotten the item also. And same with things. When Harimadhav Prabhu distributes, if he does not distribute, they will criticize. If he distributes, no one thanks from the bottom of the heart. So they feel it's his duty, man. It is his duty. But at home, when the father takes his son to purchase a shirt, then that whole experience can potentially, when done sensitively, can be a potentially gratitude generating and very pleasant vibrations generating exercise, you know. So he knows.
There is so much time spent on one person. This is time spent on so many
people. That is also another aspect to it. So basically the point is, and when the mother cooks, how many of your homes frequently kaju kishmish and all that is used in cooking? In our house, 29 out of 30 days there is boiled sabji only. Simple boiled and chonk bas utna hai. But it is appreciated because, you know, it is cooked with love for one person, taken into consideration what he likes, you know, what kind of spicing he may like. So this act of bhungte bhojayate and dadati pratigrinnati in the ashram setup, these four exchanges are actually institutionalized, if you have observed. So unless the person takes note of it and realizes that I am handicapped here, you will and to individually do it, you need financial independence also. At least some kind of financial independence is needed to individually do these six exchanges, four exchanges, first two and last two. And generally these four act as the platform for the middle two. The middle two, you don't open up your heart very easily to anyone and everyone. That is a very, if you are opening it up like that, then you are a very shallow person. And very soon you will start complaining that this person has, I trusted him and he has betrayed my trust. You stabbed on my back by sharing whatever I told with others. So you should have discrimination. How much time you have invested in this person to develop a relationship that you opened your heart to him. So therefore, we have to see that in the basic four foundational exchanges, we are institutionally handicapped. Therefore, unless we take individual responsibility for these four items, then we will never, when we are in trouble, we will never feel guhyam akhyati prachati very comfortable with anyone. Actually, we will not be willing to open up to anyone because we have not invested at all, and a part of that contribution is coming from the very way an institution functions. So there is a need for solid identification of this problem and working on this particular aspect, going out of the way. Okay, you cannot spend time, you cannot spend money, you can spend your time, you can spend your energy, you can spend your whatever little resources that you may have, share it. Ek puri hai, aadha kisi se share karo. What we lose is half a puri, but what we gain might be very valuable actually. But if we don't realize it, then we will be completely absorbed in our selfish mera plate, mera ye, mera. At home, there is sharing of many things, and it is natural actually. Not everyone has a separate different thing, earphone or whatever it may be. Many things are shared. Why sharing becomes easy? Because of affection. And in fact, sharing is a means of developing that affection also. So somehow we have to identify that, you know, this problem is there. Therefore, many times we see the immediate reason for a brahmachari leaving the ashram actually. But I very strongly feel there is a much more deep-rooted, a foundational issue, and it is seen actually. There is no doubt about it that internet is many times seen as a common factor. Internet abuse is seen as a common factor in devotees in ashram, devotees leaving ashram. Because that is the most easily available, boredom reliever. It's the most easily available boredom reliever. And it is very easy to, and it does not involve any investment. With devotees, it involves lots of solid investment. But with gadgets, it's it is very no investment. One time only you have to purchase it. That's all. So therefore, but the point is, it has no inherent capacity to actually satisfy the self. A temporary boredom reliever, and at the end of it, we feel more and more thirsty. It leaves us very high and dry. So therefore, we have to understand that at home, when there is a loving relationship, there are a lot of common activities and there is very less time actually for checking WhatsApp and other such things. But when there is no loving relationships, then there is apparently lot of free time to, because there are not much common activities which devotees come together and do. It could be even two people, it need not be a group, big group all the time. But this is a serious issue, and many times we lose valuable people, probably because this is not a often spoken, often identified, often emphasized thing. But if you see, intelligent leaders have always identified, starting with Rupa Goswami. In Upadeshamrita, 3 verses he dedicates to just association with devotees. And Maharaj also, of the 10 instructions to the brahmacharis, one instruction he says most importantly. Which is that instruction? 10th instruction. Most importantly, it is absolutely important for our brahmacharis to develop deep loving relationship based on trust and service in the mode of servant of the servant of the servant, like that. So, rest of the 9 he writes, but in the 10th he says most importantly. So, if that is there, then as Bhagavatam says, satsanga mukta dussango hatum notsahate buddha kirtyamanam yasho yasya sakrat akarnya rochana. So, he says only by satsanga one can overcome mukta dussanga. So dussanga means attachment to non-Krishna conscious things, people, activities. But that is only possible when there is sangha with devotees, and sangha means these 6 exchanges. So when our association, when we are not sufficiently nourished through these 6 exchanges with devotees, then sangha is needed for the soul. So it will seek through non-Krishna conscious avenues. So therefore, many times we feel that brahmacharis are supposed to be, supposed to have no emotional needs, are very low emotional needs, but I really don't think so. Many times prematurely we think we are on that level, and we don't invest in establishing relationships. So eventually we end up establishing relationship with the outside world. So all our acharyas, if you see, they have, the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is filled with how devotees feel the separation of other devotees. You know, Pashane Koti Bho Mata Anale Pashipo, like that. This?
Uh-huh.
So this is actually so they actually Chaitanya Charitamrita is filled with so the whole was it Puri Yatra first class Maharaj spoke on the Chota Haridas episode, isn't it? Chota Haridas episode, na? Oh, which episode was that? Chota Haridas episode only. Oh, Kal Krishna Das episode. Kal Krishna Das episode, first lecture of. He gave a whole different perspective of that whole episode. What is it that devotees can learn? How did the other devotees respond to the reaction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu towards Kal Krishna Das? You remember? First lecture, Puri Yatra. Very powerful lecture Maharaj gave, literally, because very amazing lecture. What is devotees? You remember, bro? Yeah. But the whole class was, you know, he focused on that point. You know, how the Vaishnava community comes together to relieve the distress of other devotees. Like that. So, yes, bro.
There are two types of relations, vertical and horizontal. So, correct law, there are vertical and horizontal threads.
Correct.
So, we have vertically, we have superiors and we have juniors. But most important is
equal.
We should have horizontal also, the equals.
Correct.
So, there is sannyasi and vanaprastha, whereas that brahmachari is actually vertical. But when it comes to brahmana, kshatriya, shudra, they all come and actually vertical. Because if a shudra is
horizontal.
So if you're following high standards, he comes actually better than a brahmana also. If he's able to follow his standards and brahmana is following, that means they are equal. Means why I'm telling it? Like similarly when it comes to equals, this is actually the most important. And even why Lord like Prachetas is that horizontal is very nice relationship. Spiritual world is all horizontal relationships. And what Prabhupada wanted, actually, Bhakti 50% of my job remaining, what he is studying is vertically people are getting nourished, but he wanted more on a horizontal level that devotees have a good relation among themselves. That is actually going to give them more nourishment in the long run. So if they have amongst equal, because that gives the maximum focus to bring out a person's potential.
Okay.
So among equals, if I am able to relate nicely, so then I will be able to produce myself in a much better way. Then, vertical whatever up and down.
Yeah.
So this this aspect, like the relation among equals, is the most important aspect of how we relate with each other. Because there we will not get any relation. Means seniors we want to get something from them, and juniors we want to give. But equals, it's not like that.
Yeah.
It's more of purifying.
So that is why when we don't have horizontal relationships means people know what are our strengths and weaknesses. So, but and their affection is not dependent on, you know, achievements. So, like a family relationship, in your mother knows your weakness and strengths. So, your mother's love or the father's love generally in a mature family is not dependent on your performance. So, it's irrespective of whether you perform or not, you know, that affection is guaranteed. So, even though we may make a mistake and lose the mercy of our superior or the trust of our junior, so we can always, you know, the the blow is not felt so severely, because horizontally, you know, we have a group of people whose respect and affection for us is irrespective of our performance. But generally, when we don't have, then if we, you know, we suffer on the vertical front, then we feel completely swimming in the ocean, or maybe sinking in the ocean.
And because this vertical relationship, person feels that this is me only. So that is actually very important aspect. Like in a family, there is vertical concept, there is nothing like diverse.
Mm.
Any person is there, it is me and mine only.
Mm.
So it is me, unlike brother or somebody is better regarded. It's me only, or anything else me only. So there is a natural love. So when we see our equal devotees, it's me only, it's part of me.
Yeah.
So once the person feels, then he starts developing that affection for me. So he will not feel there is nothing like separate, it's all okay. Like for an outsider, when we see an outsider, so they are our devotees. So they are devotees, so that is me only. So
yeah.
This type of feeling is for a family, what you are telling. Person
yeah.
feels for the family, he feels for a devotee, so it's me. Then it becomes
yeah.
easy for him to show the.
Yeah, that is why that sense of belonging is very important. So I was just sharing, I've shared it few times. So in my travels, you know, mostly somehow because of the mercy of Radhesham Prabhu. So when I started traveling, it was always to temples and brahmacharis only. So whether it is Pune or Kanpur or Dharwad or Kolkata, Goa, wherever. So there, so you get to meet devotees, make friends. So so I ask them, so generally, that when you go out for a preaching program or something, and after that when you come back to your temple, let's say after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, how do you feel? So 99% of the people give two types of response. One response is, nothing special. While I was traveling, I was on seva. While I am back, I am on seva. So no difference. This is one response. While I am in temple, I am on duty for the mission of Prabhupada. While I am out, I am on duty for the mission of Prabhupada. So no difference. This is one half of the devotee's response. Second half, they say, Prabhu, I feel so nice and relieved. Kyu? Because when I am traveling, my sadhana takes a toll. You know, my sadhana becomes very weak. But when I come back in the association of devotees, my sadhana becomes very strong. So if you see, one person, the first half, for them, it is same thing. Service here, service there, and they are not missing devotees in the temple. And the second half, what they are missing is their sadhana actually. They are not missing devotees in one sense. What they are missing is their sadhana. 99% of the people, they answer, I missed my friends, or I miss my the devotees with whom I feel a sense of belonging. Like when a husband travels for a job, on a job front, even for a few days and comes back, you know, the wife cooks a feast, and you know, the children are waiting very eagerly. And I remember, even when my sister used to, before her marriage, when she used to go to office and come back, I remember the whole family. So because she used to leave early and come back little late, and my mother used to cook something. Oh, whole day she has spent there. Let's cook something that she likes. And my father, you know, they used to, you know, maybe it is rasam and rice or whatever. My My father used to take that bowl and keep it near fan and, you know, cool it down to an eatable temperature. So they used to time, you know, where she must have reached by now. And at that time, my father will tell, okay, now you start cooking. So that when she comes, it is, you know, really piping hot from the this thing. And then he used to cool it down like that. These create a sense of belonging, actually. So 99% of people whom I spoke to, they will never develop a sense of belonging in a particular ashram because of lack of relationships, actually. Because as we discussed the other day, blood is thicker than water. So all of us are here incidentally. We are not here for each other. But every member staying in a particular house, that house has a relevance only because of the people there, actually. Even one person cannot be compromised in that, under that roof. Every person's presence is absolutely vital. But we see people coming and going, and we think, aaj ishta goshti hai, oh, kya kisi ka announcement hai kya aaj? You know, that is the kind of mood that we have, actually. No, kiska hai? Oh, and then you hear, acha, really? अरे अरे वो तो अच्छा ही था, वो आज का प्रसाद में क्या है? एंड दैट इज आवर एक्चुअली यू नो पर्सन विथ होम वी हैव स्पेंड 15 इयर्स इज लिविंग एंड देन ऑल वी आर थिंकिंग अबाउट इज आज का प्रसाद में क्या है, दैट्स ऑल. सो इट मींस दैट इज एन इंडिकेटर दैट मे बी आवर डेज आर ऑल्सो काउंटेड हियर बिकॉज देर इज नो सेंस ऑफ बिलोंगिंग विथ एनी वन एक्चुअली. And especially in the gadget age, it is all the more because quick relief from boredom. Instead of seeking it from people, we are seeking it from this. So it complicates that subject, the matter, really very much. So these are things which we have to see. Ultimately, what will keep us is a sense of belonging. And sense of belonging comes not from our attachment to bricks and wall. It comes from attachment to with the devotees only, the people. So that is most important. So he says that these demonic demonstrations on the surface of the mind will be driven away forever. And we will have happy engagement in the service of the Lord. We will be free from all these demoniac masters. This is not a cheap achievement. Gradually it will be controlled. If you want to hunt an animal, it takes some time to kill it. These anarthas are there, and to dispense with them some time is necessary. So it is gradual. The destruction of anarthas is gradual. ఏకదేశవర్తిని బహుదేశవర్తిని ప్రాయికి పూర్ణ అత్యంతికి ఫైవ్ స్టేజెస్ ఆఫ్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్ అండ్ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఓవర్ మెనీ స్టేజెస్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ డెవలప్మెంట్ అట్ అనర్థ నివృత్తి స్టేజ్ సంథింగ్ ఇస్ గాన్ అట్ నిష్ట సంథింగ్ మోర్ ఇస్ గాన్ రుచి సంథింగ్ మోర్ ఇస్ గాన్ ఆసక్తి కంప్లీట్లీ గాన్ లైక్ దట్ బట్ ద ఎనర్జీ టు కిల్ దెమ్ టు రిమూవ్ దెమ్ షుడ్ బి గ్యాదర్డ్ బై అస్ ఫ్రమ్ హయర్ సోర్సెస్ Then with less energy, we can do away with them. So if you are connected nicely, vertically and horizontally, then we have a shared pool of energy to fight these anarthas. Otherwise, we are alone. And we are completely dependent on our own strength to overcome. Yes, bro.
What happens is, we see leaders, and for them the horizontal is very less requirement seemingly. So then because we stay, then we see, okay, they are doing, we should also do it. So then what happens is we don't understand that their advancement and maturity level and their taking of association is a different level. So we are not able to understand. We say, okay, they are not need, so why I should need? How they are dealing, I deal, then it will not work for me. For me, I need more support of my equals and people around, then only I will survive.
That's why how Maharaj was sharing. Why did he make it a point to personally share about how Bhakti Tirth Maharaj was dealing with him? Iswaranath Rajnath Swami Maharaj. Sorry, not Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. The recent, one of the recent lectures. How, you know, he used to stay awake when he had his asthma attacks. He used to stay awake with him throughout the night. Like the very touching.
No money and no medicine, but still he gave his time.
He gave his time and care.
There was a beginning of medicine, but that time no money also. So that, what can you do? But still he was waiting the whole night, and the whole next day he had all his service work.
So he says, Kibase kari te para kama krodas. Kibase kari te para kama krodas sada kare. Yadi haya sadhus janar sanga. Prema Bhakti Chandrika, Narottam Das Thakur says, what can lust and anger do to the practitioner who takes shelter of saintly association? What harm can lust, greed and anger do to a seeker of the truth who is on the path of divine realization if he can have the intimate association of a sadhu? In other words, they cannot do anything because something is being spent, but it is a side income. So what you are spending is actually an income. We are spending time with the devotees. We are giving time to the devotees. This is actually income.
It is side income.
You see it as a direct time taken away from other productive activities that you can do. Side income means you don't, it is like a PF. Money that goes to PF, it will reflect later.
You don't plan on getting something back when it comes.
No, it is like PF, provident fund, you know.
Parallelly it is coming.
You don't see it immediately helping you. Aray yaar, kal ka main ye exam ke liye aur ek question achcha sa pad leta tha, inhone mera ded ghanta le liya. So we see, ded ghanta mein mujhe tangible benefit mujhe kya mila? अभी नहीं समझ में आएगा, बट दिस इन्वेस्टमेंट विल सेव, प्रॉबेबली सेव योर स्टे इन द आश्रम और हिज स्टे इन द आश्रम एक्चुअली. सो दिस इज लाइक अ साइड इनकम, यू डोंट इमीडिएटली सी. सो दैट इज वाई आवर एम्प्लॉयज दे ग्रज, अरे पीएफ क्यों. बट वॉट दे डोंट रियलाइज इज 2000 कम उनका हाथ में आ रहा है, बट उतना ही 2000 द टेम्पल इज पुटिंग. सो इंस्टेड ऑफ गेटिंग 2000 इन देयर हैंड्स दैट मंथ, दे आर गेटिंग 2000 लेस, बट 4000 इज गोइंग इन द बैंक अकाउंट एंड दैट इज गेनिंग इंटरेस्ट ऑल्सो. सो दैट इज लाइक अ साइड इनकम. सो if help is coming from the higher, then that supersedes the expenditure to the lower and lower thing, to the lower, and the lower thing cannot do any harm. Kama krodha sadhakare, and that is also kaushal. Kaushal means intelligent adjustment. We can get relief. So what is this intelligent adjustment? He says, kama krishna kar marpane krodha bhakta dveshi jane लोभ साधु संगे हरि काता मोह इष्ट लाभ विने मद कृष्ण गुण गाने नियुक्त करी भयता ताता. I will use lust in the service of Krishna, anger against those who are inimical towards the devotees, and greed for associating with sadhus and hearing Krishna katha. I will become bewildered only when I cannot attain my worshipable Lord. Madness will manifest when I intensely glorify the divine qualities of Krishna. In this way, I will utilize all of these. Like that. So, Kama Krishna Karmarpane, some impulse we feel within. try to utilize that force and regulate it in the service of Krishna. Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. Try to use anger towards those who are antagonistic to the sadhus, the Krishna Bhaktas. Lobha Sadhu Sangha. You may try to engage greed by hearing from the lips of the sadhu. Moha Ishta Labha Vine. Sometimes depression comes. Try to utilize it when you are separated from the sadhu. You see, here he says, you have to feel depressed when you are separated from the association of sadhus. Ideally, but that can happen, not that, okay, today I will feel depressed. If there has been actual investment in developing a loving relationship, then naturally it leads to a feeling of depression. Mata Krishna Gunagani. Sometimes overflowing energy appears within us. Engage that overflowing energy in dancing and chanting the name of Krishna. Niyukta Kariba Yata Tata. Try to regulate all these things in the service of Krishna. If you do this, you will be free from them in no time. Okay, so anyway, it's time, 4 o'clock. So tomorrow, whatever small portion is there, we will complete, and then we will, many of you might have already read, and you might have prepared some reflections to share. That session we will have tomorrow. So tomorrow you have more time, in case you did not get sufficient time to go over the PPT. So today you can go over it and prepare some reflections, something tangible to share tomorrow. So that we can, with that we can wind up the first verse, and then we will move on to the second verse. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad ki, Sri Upadeshamrit ki. Mm-hmm.